Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging. I'm your host, Alec, and folks, we have a heavy hitter of a topic today. We're diving deep into the ripples spreading across the globe from the conflict in Iran and what it means for the packaging on your shelves. It's a world of uncertainty out there, and it can lead to a lot of anxiety and confusion, especially for business owners. To help us unpack all of this, we've brought in an absolute titan in his field. He's an expert in international economic research and trade, and he's here to connect the dots for us. Please welcome the brilliant, the insightful, Billy. Billy, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Alec. Thanks for having me. It's a critical topic, and there's a lot of noise out there, so I'm happy to help bring some clarity.
Clarity is what we need. Okay, so let's start at the source. We're seeing headlines about Iran, the Middle East. It feels a world away. How does that translate to a potential problem for a food company in, say, Ohio?
Well, it's all about a single critical choke point, the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has asserted what it calls de facto control over this waterway. This is hugely significant because it's the only route for large oil tankers to move crude out of key Middle Eastern regions.
Right, the Strait of Hormuz. So if that gets blocked or even just threatened, the world's oil supply chain gets a massive wrench thrown in it.
Exactly. And we're not talking about a small fraction. Roughly 20% of the entire global oil supply passes through that strait. When that flow is threatened, disruptions are not a possibility, they're an inevitability.
20%. Wow. Okay, so everyone's felt that at the gas pump. That part's obvious, but connect the dots for us, Billy. How does that translate to the plastic clamshell holding my lunch?
It's a direct line. The vast majority of plastic packaging is directly tied to oil and natural gas, materials that everyone uses, PET, which is polyethylene terephthalate, PP for polypropylene, and PE for polyethylene, are all made from petrochemical feedstocks.
The alphabet soup of plastics. So no oil, no feedstock, no feedstock, no little letters, and no plastic.
That's the fundamental connection. So it creates a very clear chain reaction. First, oil disruptions increase feedstock costs. Then, those feedstock costs increase resin prices, the raw pellets of plastic. And finally, higher resin prices mean higher packaging costs for the end user.
That makes perfect sense. But I'm guessing it doesn't just stop at my wallet, right? It's not just about things getting more expensive.
You're absolutely right. Pricing is only half of the equation. Supply can also tighten significantly. Energy disruptions can lead to reduced production and create global supply imbalances. In the resin market, we're already seeing the early signs of this: constrained supply and uneven availability.
So the impact is a double whammy: higher costs for the packaging you can get, and increased uncertainty about whether you can even get it at all.
That's the core of the issue: higher cost and increased uncertainty around availability.
Okay, let's play devil's advocate. Say things cool down tomorrow, headlines get better. Does that mean prices at the packaging level drop just as fast?
Unfortunately, no. That's a common misconception. There's a significant lag between what happens in the oil market and what a business pays for its packaging. Raw materials are bought, processed, and moved through the supply chain over weeks, sometimes months.
Right, so the expensive oil bought today is still working its way through the system 3 months from now.
Precisely. The effects of a price spike can continue working their way through the system for a full quarter or even longer. For buyers, this means prices may continue to rise or just stay elevated long after the news cycle has moved on.
Okay, Billy, this is fascinating, but also a little terrifying. Let's bring it home. For the food business owners listening right now, what's the big takeaway? Is it time to panic and buy a year's worth of containers?
Absolutely not. This is about awareness, not panic. The first thing to accept is continued volatility. Prices won't move in a straight line, but the overall pressure is upward. Second, and this is crucial, plastic packaging is not insulated from global events. Even if your supplier is domestic, their raw materials are tied to that global energy market. We all need oil to make plastic.
That's such a key point. Made in the USA doesn't mean immune to the world.
Exactly. And the third point is that availability could become a bigger headache than price. It doesn't mean you won't get packaging. It just means things could get a lot less predictable.
Unpredictability is the enemy of business planning. So what should we be watching? What are the signals that tell us where things are headed?
There are a few key indicators. Keep an eye on oil market movement. If crude continues to rise, resin costs will follow. Watch the stability of the Strait of Hormuz. Any escalation there has immediate effects. Also, pay attention to resin pricing announcements from manufacturers. Increases in PET, PP, and PE are your canaries in the coal mine.
Okay, this is gold. So we're watching the signs. Now for the main event. What should smart buyers be doing right now to navigate this storm?
The biggest risk is waiting and reacting. The most successful companies are proactive. First, build resilience into your supplier strategy. This doesn't just mean adding more suppliers, which can dilute your buying power. It means balancing a strong primary partner with backup options and understanding the trade-offs.
Don't put all your plastic eggs in one basket, but don't have so many baskets you can't keep track of them. Got it. What's next?
Second, maintain reasonable inventory levels without overextending. Too little inventory leaves you exposed to lead time increases. Too much ties up cash. The goal is to find that sweet spot, a buffer against short-term disruption. Work with your supplier to understand realistic lead times and plan accordingly.
The Goldilocks principle of inventory. Not too hot, not too cold. Okay, number three.
Third, think strategically about your pricing structure. Fixed pricing gives you stability for budgeting, but indexed pricing lets you benefit if the market drops. Neither is a magic bullet, but you need to choose based on your risk tolerance and outlook.
Balance predictability with flexibility. I like that. Two more to go.
Fourth, stay informed. As we've discussed, oil markets and geopolitical events are no longer distant headlines. They directly impact your bottom line. Keeping a close eye on these developments gives you early signals so you can be proactive.
Okay, makes sense. And the last one, this feels like it might be the most important.
It very well could be. Strengthen relationships with your packaging partners. In times of uncertainty, a strong relationship is invaluable. A partner who understands your business is more likely to give you a heads up about disruptions, offer solutions, and help you navigate challenges. Communication and transparency are your best assets.
That's fantastic. So it's not just a transaction, it's a partnership. Be resilient, be balanced, be strategic, be informed, and be a good partner. That's a powerful playbook. Billy, this has been incredibly enlightening. You've taken a complex global issue and made it tangible, and most importantly, manageable. Billy, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something that's on everyone's mind: sustainability. We've been hearing for years about moving away from plastics. With everything you've laid out, does this crisis accelerate that shift? Is this the moment for businesses to jump to alternatives like glass, metal, or plant-based materials?
My pleasure, Alec. The key is to remember how interconnected everything is. Businesses that understand that, stay informed, and plan ahead are the ones that navigate these situations most effectively. It's not about reacting to headlines. It's about making smarter decisions because you understand the forces behind them.
Perfect summary. Well, you heard it here, folks. Don't panic, prepare. A huge thank you to our guest, Billy, for dropping all this knowledge on us today. And thanks to all of you for tuning into Let's Talk Packaging. We'll see you next time.